It's been 30 long years since I've walked these stairs down to my lab. No one cares. Longer the mad scientist of rock and roll. It's apparent to me time has taken its toll. My son's taken over. He's quite a bright lad, bringing life to the dead, just like his old dad. He does things now with computers and lasers that I once would perform with straight-edged razors. Let's visit him now. Knows what's in store. Just one moment, please, while I open this door.
Father, it's you. I'm glad that you're here. Come see what I've done, but don't get too near.
Good work, my boy. It's the right shade of green. It's the best looking monster I've ever seen. Angry. Did you use the right brain?
Fritz, you idiot! Which jar did you use?
The one marked musician, heavy metal, not blues.
Fritz, work quickly! We may lose control! Only music has the power to give it a soul!
Get the old man on drums! Let the mummy play bass!
Give the thing a guitar! There's no time to waste! Creation has become a success, and I've grown fond of its music, I must confess. Oh, I never thought that it would ever survive. I'm delighted to say that it's still alive.
It's alive! It's alive!
You may be wondering why I asked you here today. Well, it all started last Saturday night at the movies. My girl and I were watching The Creature from the Black Slacks Lagoon.
Black Slacks. Black Slacks.
Oh, look! Over there! What is that weird, gruesome-looking creature?
It's huge! It looks like a giant grasshopper!
With a big beak on it!
It must have come from the ocean floor!
Looks like my English teacher.
His name is Mr. Dick.
It's headed for my girl. What's gonna happen?
Goodness gracious! Holy mackerel! What I gonna do now, there?
It's looking at them. Oh, look, it's talking to them.
They're laughing.
Laughing?
Laughing?
Laughing.
General H. Mendel Mirbauer here. Oh, not the Army. Navy. Air Force, get me Washington.
Something's loose here. Some creature.
We've got to find it and stop it.
Gonna find her.
Gonna find her.
that.
What's that, Sergeant? You found the creature? On Main Street? You know what to do.
I'm gonna walk right down that street like Bulldog Drummond.
Cannons have no effect on it. The A-bomb is useless.
Everybody stop laughing.
We've got to use our secret weapon.
You mean the...
Yes, the gun. This is clearly a case for science. Get me Professor Roger Cool.
This is Cool, man. What's your problem?
There's a creature loose down here, Cool. This is a shaky situation.
Whole lot of shaky going on.
I think you and your staff should investigate at once.
Oh, okay, man. We'll pop over as soon as we find a helicopter.
Well, here we are, man. Meet and greet my crazy girl assistant scientist.
Well, hello there, big boy.
Teet, Cool, you're just in time, boy. The creature has oozed into a cave.
Oozed? Man, like, what is it?
You'll never believe this, Cool. Goo.
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 Goo. Cool, you are going in that cave.
That'll be the day. Ooh, ooh. That'll be the day.
I'll go.
No, girl, don't give me any of that jazz. Like we have to make the scene in the next picture.
You can't stop me, Roger. I'm going.
Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm about to cry.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Is this seat taken?
No.
It's not taken, Bert.
Oh, fine, Harry. Excuse me. Excuse me. You didn't know my name was Bert, did you? Excuse me.
Ouch!
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, madam. Thank you.
Now that everyone is comfortably seated, we see our lovely movie heroine approaching the creature's lair. What thoughts must be running through her mind?
Why must I be alone?
Yoo-hoo! Creature! Come in.
Start knocking at my door. I'm not your plaything anymore.
Oh, my. It's so dark in here. What do you look like?
Silhouette. Silhouette. Silhouette.
Back at headquarters, we hear General Mirbauer saying to his secretary,
have a little more wine, my dear.
Oh, meanwhile,
I can't go through this whole movie calling you creature. Do you have a nickname? Well, Mr. Peanuts, where do you come from?
Over the mountain, across the sea.
Well, say, Peanuts, what do you want here?
Well, I wanna, lotta, hug it. Oh, well, I wanna, lotta, hug it.
Peanut creature, if nobody will hurt you, will you come with me?
Well, I'm shaking around, and leave me anywhere.
Oh, will you stop talking to me in records? Talk to me in English. What's the matter with you? Are you nervous?
No.
And so, hand in glove, our heroine leads the creature from his cave to make his first appearance on the popular television program, Creature to Creature.
Good evening. This is Edward R. Rumor. Our guest this evening is that 50-foot glob of goo. Good evening, Mr. Goo.
How do you do? I told everybody the truth, but they just started laughing at me. I ran away from home in Daddy's dying old spaceship, and I'm lost. I want to go back because I'm 4 years old today.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Wasn't that a great movie, Susie? Susie!
Wake up, pretty Susie. Wake up, pretty Susie. The movie wasn't so hot. It didn't have much of a plot.
I just moved in my new house today. Moving was rough, but I got squared away. When chains started ringing and bells ringing loud, I knew I'd moved in a haunted house. Still, I made up of my mind to stay, and nothing was gonna drive me away. When I saw something that gave me the creeps, had one big eye and two big feet, I stopped right still and I did the freeze. He did stroll right up to me. Made noise with his feet that sound like a drum.
Said you're gonna be here when morning comes.
I say yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. I'm gonna stay right here and I ain't gonna run. I own this house now, I am boss. Ain't no boy gonna run me off. In the kitchen, my cook stove's blazing hot. Coffee was boiling in the pot. My grease had melted in my pan. I had a hunk of meat in my hand. From outer space, that sit a man. On my hot stove with the pot in his hand. Hey, that's hot, I began to shout. He drank the hot coffee right from the spout. He ate the raw meat right from my hand. Drank the hot grease from the frying pan. And said to me, you better run. And don't be here when morning comes. Say yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. I'm gonna stay right here and I ain't gonna run. I own this house, now I am boss. Ain't no boys gonna run me off.
lose your ear.
He rode through the land with his head in his hands. What a dang old man he is. He said, oh, dear me, as I'm heading to sea. From the land of us, we bring our Lord. Watch out, come on. Is your blood really red? If you want to find out,
sit down and you lose your ear.
I was walking through the woods one night, my girl I'd gone to see. It was sort of strange and creepy out and dark as it could be. No moon or stars, not a bit of light, so doggone quiet, you see. Then suddenly in the front and back, something jumped at me.
Run, Spook, run!
Get out of my way!
Run, Spook, run!
This is no time to play!
Run, Spook, run!
I'm scared to the gut!
Run, Spook, run!
Is you some kind of nut?
Whatever you are, you better flee.
'Cause there's another spook coming after me. Tearing through the woods, us three, a mighty hard race to win. A terrible noise behind me, my hopes was getting thin. Caught in the middle between the two, couldn't think of a thing to do. Running through like a crazy spree, some son of a gun chasing me.
Run, Spook, run!
Get out of my way!
Run, Spook, run!
This is no time to play!
Run, Spook, run!
I'm scared to the gut!
Run, Spook, run!
Is you some kind of nut?
Whatever you are, you better flee!
'Cause there's another spook coming after me! Ran about a mile and a half, out of breath and misery. I ran smack into a dad-burned calf, a cow's plowing into me. There we lay, a silly sight, the cow and the calf and me. The scary spooks that gave me a fright was very plain to see.
Run, Spook, run!
Get out of my way!
Run, Spook, run!
This is no time to play!
Run, Spook, run!
I'm scared to the gut!
Run, Spook, run!
Is it some kind of nut?
Whatever you are, you better flee.
'Cause there's another spook coming after me.
Run, Spook, run. Run, Spook, run.
Was a junior wolf man, life as a werewolf moon. Come and hold my hairy hand down at the Black Lagoon. I was a teenager. I was a high school monster, teenage Frankenstein. Let me take you in my arms, curse you one more time. Got a face like a dog, teeth like a frog, I'm covered with a lizard scale. Gotta cut a hole in my old blue jeans for my slimy tail. I was a teenage creature. I was a body snatcher. You're the sweet red green. That you would dare go steady with the thing. I was a teenage creature. I was a teenage vampire, a rock and rolling goon.
won't you let a Dracula walk you home from school? Well, I live in a hole, I look like a mole, a horrible sight to see. If you hear a growl, I'm out on the prowl, and honey, you for me. I was a teenage spider, and you're a junior miss. So give a boy tarantula his very first kiss.
Kiss.
I was a teenage creature. I was a teenage creature. I'm always scaring you. So point a stake straight at my heart, then darling, drive it through. I was a teenage creature.
Irresistible, irresistible, irresistible. irresistible Igor. A dashing ghoul is he. In his nightly body snatching, Yelene holds the key to the hearts of female zombies. They love him, one and all. They see him stealing through the night, and one by one they fall. Irresistible Igor, I wonder what he's got. Can't be his twisted body, and his face is gone to pot. But irresistible Igor has left a streak of broken heart. Each night he robs a different grave, another heart he ends. Last night the bride of Frankenstein, oh Frank will break his bones. Irresistible Igor, he's suave and debonair. He leaves the girls all crying. He really doesn't care. He started out this graveyard groove with his many love affairs. But now he has more women than Wolfman has got hairs. Irresistible Igor, they all dig in the mess. And in the chamber of horrors, he'll always be the host. Yes, irresistible Igor, the ghoul of broken hearts. Oh, Igor is a killer. Well, you mountain gator, knock 'em dead, boy. You've got what it takes. Go get them. They all love you anyway. Work out. No daddy.
Good evening, and welcome to another edition, a frightening Halloween edition of The Bit Slap. I'm your host, KBC, and I don't do accents, I'm sorry. But we're here with you in the middle of the week because I got sidetracked with politics, because that's the real scary thing going on this week. Forget Halloween. We got an election to go on here, and the Republicans are taking over, so you can hear all about that when I did my last week's show, and we'll be picking that thread up again next week. But we'll be letting the Democrats have it, too. So stay tuned, and I'll see you there. Anyway, we started today with Bobby Boris Pickett, the late Bobby Boris Pickett. It's alive. It's alive! Buchanan and Ansel from 1957, The Creature, two parts to that, a two-part single. I guess that's before Buchanan met up with Dickie Goodman. Johnny Fuller and the original version of Haunted House. Of course, Rockin' Gene Simmons had a big hit with that. The Antoinettes. Who are they? Who knows? That was called Kill It. Queen of Halloween was the Chotals. The Devotions, what possibly is the original version of that song, I wasn't sure, but it's an a cappella version of the thing they had a big hit with later on, called, of course, Rip Van Winkle. The Legend of Sleepy Hollow was the Monotones, those are the Book of Love guys from 1958. Rod Keith, from the MSR files, the atrocious music, how did they come up with this crap? Files, that was Run, Spook, Run. I Was a Teenage Creature was Lord Luther, Screaming Lord Sutch, Dracula's Daughter. We'll be hearing from Screaming Lord Sutch again. That's Screaming Lord Sutch and the Savages to you. Irresistible Igor, it said it was Zachary on there, but I really don't think so. I really think it's Bobby Boris Pickett, because of the Monster Mash voice. Zachary had his own style. And then Somebody Anonymous, and that was The Spooks Are Coming. And guess what? The Spooks are not coming. The Spooks are here. They're sitting in my room here waiting for them to get up and sing for you and stuff like that. So we're going to let them out in a minute. But first, I want to remind you to vote this weekend. Because the scariest thing, it's scary enough having all this crap going on anyway. But if you do not take part, then you A, have no reason to complain. And B, you evidently are pretty satisfied with what's going on, which makes you an enemy of the state. So get the fuck out there and vote, would you please? I'd appreciate it. And so would your fellow countrymen. I know it's an empty kind of gesture, but it's all you got, okay? I mean, unless you're a rich lobbyist or something. Speaking of lobbyists, here comes one now.
And the tombstones quake, spooks come out for a swinging wake. Happy haunts materialize and begin to vocalize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide, for a silly spook may sit by your side. Shrouded in the damp disguise, they pretend to terrorize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
When you hear the knell of a requiem bell, weird glows gleam where spirits dwell. Rise as bones ethereal rise, rise as spooks of every size.
As the moon climbs high o'er the dead oak tree, spooks arrive for the midnight spree. Creepy creeps with to shriek and harmonize.
goblin and ghost come out to socialize. If you would like to join a jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory.
Want to pay a token fee?
Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Are you ready, James?
Who wears his hair just like a mop? Who
who's always getting in a fix.
Yeah, that's me, that's me, that's me.
With all his joking and his tricks.
Yeah, that's me.
How?
Not at all.
Well, then who?
Luke the Spook. Like to cuddle in the car.
Yeah, that's
who knows where all the parties are?
Yeah, that's
who drives a hopped up Model A?
Yeah, that's
who ditches school most every day?
Yeah, that's Leroy?
Not that boy.
Well, then who?
Luke the Spook.
Don't you ever think of anything but business? Don't you ever think of girls?
Girls?
For the girls. You know, girls. That's sort of a vampire with a ponytail.
Oh, yes, girls. I think I strangled one once. Girls don't like me.
Well, they would like you if you'd only say nice things to them. Like when you meet a girl, say, Glorioski, what a beautiful neck.
Oh, I couldn't do that, Frankie. You know how I hate small talk.
Well, come on, Igor. Let's try to dance. It's easy.
Look, I'll show you.
One, two, three, four. Make a box.
A box? How big? 6 feet long?
No, Igor, no. It's not that kind of a box. Can't you forget about business for just 1 second?
I'm sorry.
You know, Igor, I've danced before.
You mean when they hung you?
No, no, now don't get smart. It was here that I danced. I wandered in here by mistake and sat down. A girl sent a waiter over to ask me to dance. And you know, Igor, for a waiter, he wasn't a bad dancer.
I still think we're wasting our time here when we could be out burying someone.
You know, Igor, this music sends me. Let's go out and dig up a couple of chicks.
Yeah, man. Let's go to the forest lawn.
No, Igor. Forget about business. Let's rock. Don't you feel it? Don't you feel it, Igor?
I do feel it. Come on, Frankie. Petra! Go! Yeah, yeah! Go! Shubidua! Shubidua!
Igor, put me down!
You don't have to be a monster, but it certainly helps.
You straighten out your thighs, then you wink your eyes. Put your arms straight out, and then you walk about.
Do it, the Frankenstein stomp.
And now you come face to face at a monster pace.
Do it, the Frankenstein stomp.
Next you start to sway, and then you back away.
Do it, the Frankenstein stomp.
With your left foot, clomp, clomp, clomp. And stomp, stomp, stomp.
Now double check the bulge in your neck to be sure your hips are tight.
innkeeper, two more Bloody Marys, and step up.
If you try to rock, then you'll get a shock.
Do and the Frankenstein stomp.
Cause you just can't run with feet that weigh a ton.
Do and the Frankenstein stomp.
As you turn around, really stomp the ground.
Do and the Frankenstein stomp.
Then you'll start to twist, but only with your fist.
Moment of pain, my dear, and then eternal life.
Grab a hold of your baby, hold her tight, cause Madam Lamont is flying tonight. If you see a weird jazz or hear a strange sound, scream your little heads off, the battle's around. I'm loose tonight.
What a sight.
Stay close to your baby, don't leave her alone. She might be a day far better than mom.
I take her to dancing, we'd have a ball. She'd never get back to you at all.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he's cool, the way I'm cool. What a fool.
Yeah, yeah, I'm cool, a crazy cool. But I'm no fool. To the cool spook box.
Then he'll do the twist and so baby is down. Although she's screaming all of the while.
Well, grab a hold of your baby and hold her tight. Because Madame Lamont is looking tonight.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. He's loose tonight. Yeah, yeah, that's right. He's such a fright. Yeah, yeah, that's right. He's loose tonight. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Wednesday night, I got a telephone call. They were having a monster movie ball. The boy said, man, if you're feeling brave, hurry on out to the coconut grave. 12 o'clock, we're all gonna rock at the monster movie ball. Well, I went to that party and I must declare, there was beans and monsters everywhere. The zombies all wore ponytails. You should have heard those werewolves wail. Every girl was out of this world at the monster movie ball. Well, I saw the creature from the Black Lagoon. The Phantom of the Opera was swinging a tune. Vampira winked her evil eye as Frankenstein came dancing by. Dracula did the cha-cha-cha at the monster movie ball. Dr. Jekyll was there with his blue suede shoes. Quasimodo was singing the blues. The shrinking man had a short, short song. The invisible man was real gone. What a thrill, they were dressed to kill at the monster movie ball. Everybody was there from the House of Wax. Mighty Joe Young played a honking sax. The witch doctor got up and sang. Ooh, eating tang, walla walla, bing bang. Peter Lorre was late, I did get up a date for the monster movie ball. while the band was playing, don't be cruel. A mommy was dancing with a real cool ghoul. The thing was there from outer space. Hurry bop, Danny hopped all over the place. I saw a mole doing a stroll at the monster movie ball. When the flesh of my soul, it was really weird. Well, they danced all night till the sun appeared. Man alive, they sure looked beat. Every monster there was dead on his feet. What a thrill, it haunts me still. The monster movie ball.
This is reporter Coward K. Smith, and today we're visiting the laboratory of Mad Dr. Peter Gorey.
Hello.
Dr. Gorey, how do you get along with your monsters?
Monsters? Tell Mr. Smith how we get along.
Dr. Gorey, is that Count Dracula hanging upside down?
Yes, he always sleeps like that.
Dracula, what does Dr. Gorey say about your sleeping like that?
Get down, get down, get down.
Dracula, how is your wife Vampira?
Better than old King Kong. Meaner than a junkyard dog.
Count Dracula, didn't someone drive a stake through your heart once?
Yes, Dracula. What did you say when they tried to drive a stake through your heart?
You'll never get to heaven if you break my heart.
Isn't that Wolfman over there?
Yes. Where are you going, Wolfman?
Going home. Going home. Going home.
Why are you going home?
It's the baddest part of town.
How are you going to get to town?
What do you have living inside this ancient tomb?
Oh, that's the mummy. He's trying to get free from his bandages.
Listen, I think the mummy is trying to say something.
We'll go round and circle.
Doesn't it hurt to take those bandages off?
It can really make me cry.
Mummy in the tomb. How do you feel about your present situation?
Live and let die.
That strange little man over there, is that Igor?
Yes, I have been giving him electric treatments. Igor, tell Mr. Smith how you've been feeling since the treatments.
I do believe I'm feeling stronger every day.
Now, let's go to the shop where the monster is being made. Listen, I've taught my monster to talk. Say something to Mr. Smith.
My name is Michael. I got a nickel.
Mr. Smith, come follow me around this corner. And in this room.
My girl is singing when we get married.
Oops, wrong door.
What's going on back there?
No one knows what goes on behind closed doors.
Well, Mr. Smith, you have visited my laboratory. Do you have any questions?
Yes, Mr. Gorey. Why do you keep yourself locked up all the time in your laboratory?
It's the people. They think I'm crazy.
The movie show, I parked my baby in the very last row. We were just making love, kind of kidding around, when the monster appeared with this crazy sound. My baby looked up, kind of mesmerized, then she gave a long moan, much to my surprise. Did the monster the most, I'm his number one fan.
Love with this monster man.
She's falling in love with a monster man. She's falling in love with a monster man.
Now don't think I mean or I wanna complain, but the guy's too ugly and hasn't got a brain. With great yellow fangs reaching down to his chin, why you just wouldn't go where this guy has been.
Chop
I've ever led. Just a crazier kind of mixed up kid. Been sort of stitched up by a sewing machine. But my baby, baby says,
yeah, this monster's a dream.
She's falling in love.
Was weird, just a little unreal. Seemed kind of short of a sex appeal. He was dragging his chains and groaning his groans. Not really a guy that a girl should take home. When it came to the scene where the monster should die, my baby broke down and she started to cry. Said this monster I love in a strange kind of whisper.
He's my kind of guy, 'cause I'm Dracula's sister.
She's falling in love with a monster man. She's falling in love with a monster man.
So listen, you guys who are taking a wife, this could be your girl, so run for your life.
Was brillig, and the slithy toads did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogoves, and the mome raths outgrabe. Beware the Jabberwock, my son, the jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the Jubjub bird, and shun the frumious Bandersnatch. He took his vorpal sword in hand. Long time the manxome foe he sought. So rested he by the Tum-Tum tree, and stood a while in thought. And, as in uffish thought he stood, the Jabberwock, with eyes of flame, came whiffling through the tulgey wood, and burbled as it came. One, two, and through the vorpal blade went snicker-snack. He left it dead, and with its head he went galumphing back.
And hast thou slain the Jabberwock? Come to my arms, my beamish boy. Oh, frabjous day, calloo, callay, he chortled in his joy.
'Twas brillig, and the slithy toads did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogoves, and the mome raths outgrabe.
Punky Pumpkin, the happy pumpkin, happy all the day. And his great big smile will scare your cares away. Punky Pumpkin, the happy pumpkin, never wears a frown. You can see that he's cut out to be a clown. The candlelight inside him makes his eyes light up and gleam. They shine right through the window at you for a hap, hap, happy Halloween. Punky Pumpkin's a happy pumpkin, and do you know why? 'Cause he's a jack-o'-lantern instead of being a pumpkin pie. Yes, he's a jack-o'-lantern instead of being a pumpkin pie. Smiling pumpkin, grinning happily. You can count his teeth, 'cause he has only three. Punky Pumpkin, the winking pumpkin, blinks his eye at you, for his favorite game is playing peek-a-boo. His birthday is on Halloween, so that's a special date. For all the other jack-o'-lanterns to get together and celebrate. Punky Pumpkin's a happy pumpkin, and do you know why? 'Cause he's a jack-o'-lantern instead of being a pumpkin pie. I wouldn't trade his sunny smile and funny nose and winking eyes for a bakery full of pumpkin pie.
All right, let's take a break. I'm shaking like a leaf here. So scary. But we're almost done. So you can have your life back again and get out there and trick or treat. Send me a Snickers. What the hell? All right, we started with my hero, Thurl Ravenscroft, the Grim Grinning Ghosts. Say that a few times fast and see what it gets you. From Walt Disney something. I think it had something to do with Disney World or something like that. I don't pay attention to that crap. But that's Thurl Ravenscroft and Grim Grinning Ghosts. The Skeleton Boogie from Abe Link and the Western Spotlighters. And I swear, I don't think I've ever heard anybody having so much fun in a studio in my life. The Skeleton Boogie, it says on the label. Of course, we know it's the Skeleton Boogie, but there you go. Sheb Woolley, Flying Purple People Eater guy, and that was Luke the Spook, Frankie and Igor. At a rock and roll party, it was Bob McFadden and Rod McEwen were responsible for that craziness. MMME, remember that? And for all I know, Rod is on this one somewhere. I don't know. The Frankenstein Stomp was Count Laurie and the Biters, Baron Damon and the Vampires, the Transylvania Twist. A couple of dances there for you from the rock and roll monster party. The Monster Movie Ball was something from Spike Jones. He had a Halloween record years ago. It's really not very good, and it doesn't really sound like Spike Jones, except in a couple of spots. So if you didn't know this was Spike Jones, you would not have ever, ever guessed it. We heard another break-in from Hagerness and West from 1973, Dr. Gorey's Laboratory. She's Fallen in Love with a Monster Man, the original version from Screaming Lord Sutch and the Savages, not the Ravillos. A guy named John Green reading Lewis Carroll's Jabberwocky. And Fran Ellison, Punky Punkin. You may remember her from Kukla, Fran, and Ollie back in the early 50s. I barely remember that myself, but I do remember it. And there goes years of therapy down the line. Because, scary stuff. Anyway, I got a couple of remixes for you. I'll see you next Tuesday with another political show. Forewarned is forearmed. Have a good Halloween.
I don't know.
Type of sexual activity is disgusting.
Freeway to hell, we're burning up the road. Freeway to hell,
run to the toll booth,
we're burning up the road.
Run to the devil.
Freeway to hell.
Favorite time of year, and I'm stealing the scene. I terrify the kids.
snakes in my hair. I got spiders on my feet. I keep it going. I keep it going. I'm keeping Halloween alive on your 365. I keep it going. I keep it going. When the sun goes down, I'll be creeping through your town. I keep it going. I'm keeping Halloween alive on your 365. I keep it going. I keep it going. When the sun goes down, I'll be creeping through your town.
Give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby.
I'll keep my jack-o'-lantern light on for everyone tonight.
Trick or trick or treat, give me something to eat. She put raisins in my apples and they tasted so sweet. I won't wear a mask when I answer the door. I ain't got no reflection or a shadow no more. I keep it going, I keep it going. I'm keeping Halloween alive on a 365. I keep it going, I keep it going. But when the sun goes down, I'll be creeping through your town. You can run, you can hide it, you invited me inside. I'm here and it's clear, I'll be feeding on your fear. You'll be swimming on the floor, that's what Halloween is for. I just can't stop, I'll never stop, no, no. I just can't stop, I'll never stop, I want you.
Now he's getting a tattoo, yeah, he's getting ink done. He asked for a 13, but they drew a 31. Friends say he's trying too hard, and he's not quite hip.
The sun goes down, I'll be creeping through your town. I keep it going. I'm keeping Halloween alive, baby, 365. I keep it going. I keep it going. I kept Halloween alive since 1965. I keep it going. I keep it going. I kept Halloween alive since 1965. I keep it going. I keep it going. I'll keep my jack-o'-lantern.